Everyone loves magic, but does that extend to animals? You might have seen videos online of people performing tricks to different animals and the animals being hugely entertained by it, but do they understand what's going on? Well, that's the idea put forth by researchers from the University of Cambridge. I spoke to Eli Garcia-Pellegrin about what magic tricks might teach us about the animals around us.
First and foremost, it will teach us whether they have mechanisms of attention that are analogous to ours. It would teach us if they experience things in a similar way and whether their blind spots in cognition are similar to that of ours. We know that magic effects capitalize on some blind spots in our attention properties and some roadblocks in our cognition, some roadblocks in our ability to effectively create memories. Magicians are very good at, you know, making us see what they want and making us miss what they don't want us to see. So whether we can control the attentional properties of other animals, maybe our closest relative or other animals that are farther away in the evolutionary scale than us, such as corvids or even cuttlefish, poses quite an interesting question. Can we control their attention using analogous methodologies? Are we similar in that way?
Why would it be useful to have evolved the ability to be fooled by misdirection and things like that?
Look at it this way. Why would we evolve the ability to be deceptive? Mainly because we are social animals, right? And when I mean social, I don't only mean social in a way that we interact with our own, but social in a way that we also interact with other people that are not in our group. And animals interact with other animals constantly that are not members of their own species. So the ability to be fooled and to fool others is part of living in that ecological environment. For example, ravens, also known as wolf birds, they constantly hang out with wolves and they depend on the food that the wolves hunt in order to survive. So of course they have evolved the ability to be receptive to the attentional states of wolves and be able to use when wolves are not looking in order to steal their own food.
Are you starting to do any like proper controlled research on this now?
I think for us it was very important to make sure we are extremely empirical about this, right? Especially because of the amount of videos out there that, you know, make you seem that animals are getting fooled. The truth is that we don't know until we put proper protocols and proper empirical work that grants us good inferences, right? So yes, we are implementing magic in our science. So we are doing, in essence, the science of magic.
What kind of tricks do you do? What kind of thing is the magic that you perform?
I'm quite obsessed with misdirection. This ability that magicians acquire to use in their tricks on how to manipulate the attention and perception of their audience. And I think it's fairly interesting on human beings, let alone on other animals. Can we, using the same techniques of body language and of hand language, manipulate the attentional properties of other beings, which is fairly interesting. So I am using a lot of sleight of hand, a lot of simple close-up magic that just involves our hands and involves our social cues to see whether we can use them in order to fool their audience. Because what is magic if not the violation of your own expectations, right? So if you were used to things levitating all the time, you wouldn't get amazed or surprised when a magician makes it levitate. And I think that's a good point of communality with animals. Magic can help us discern the expectations that animals have about the world around them. Do animals understand the rules of the world in the same way we understand the rules of the world? And magic sets an interesting precedent about this, because inherently magic is the violation of the rules of the world. If things vanished all the time, then banishing a coin wouldn't be a magic trick. So if animals get surprised by seeing a coin vanish, then we know that they understand that things are not supposed to disappear from nowhere.
Eli Garcia-Pellegrin there. The idea he's putting forward has just been published in Science, and we'll check back with him to see how the interspecies magic show is progressing.